Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, beauty versus brains.
Trust me, somebody out there might find you very, very beautiful. So you just have to be brilliant, have some brains, get some talent.
You know, on the flip side, I can have somebody that physically looks really appealing and then they open their mouth and they totally just vomit. And I'm like, you're a freaking bozo. You're no longer attractive because you're so dumb.
Okay. Right. Okay. So what is beauty? Well, according to the dictionary.com, it is the quality present in a thing or person that gives intense pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind. You could also say something extraordinary. So, whether arising from sensory manifestations or a meaningful design or pattern or something else, we all define beauty sometimes in our own way. So, I want to ask you tonight, what is considered most important when choosing a significant other? Is it beauty or brains? Well, we'll find out. As usual on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague Caleb. Welcome aboard, Caleb.
Thank you for having me, Sunday.
All right, and also we have Giselle from California. Welcome aboard, Giselle.
Thank you, Mr. Sunday.
And Brenda from Maryland. Welcome aboard, Brenda.
Thank you.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing beauty versus brains. Okay, my question to you all: what is considered beauty? And also at the same time, when you're looking for someone you want to make the most important person for you, your significant other, and what is considered to be more attractive, beauty or brains? I spoke to Weinsteina Taylor, and I wanted to know her take.
In my own perspective, they're not separated. To me, they're a combination, because somebody can be beautiful in their own way, but if they're not smart, how can you see the beauty in them if they don't have the concept or, let's say, the knowledge to express themselves, put it that way? So it don't mean when they say somebody's beautiful, it mean glamour-wise, meaning they have to be what the world calls beautiful. They have to be a certain way. But beauty and brains, to me, they go together. It's a combination. Because in the eyes of the beholder, that's where beautiful comes from. And if you're beautiful and you have the brains to go with it, you're just a perfect human being, put it that way.
Okay.
There's no separation to me.
There is no separation to you. And just like yourself, you're also a very beautiful woman. So tell me, when you go out there, you meet people, especially the ones that are saying, you know what, we're here to speak to a lady who is very beautiful. Especially like you as an actress, you're going out there looking for a gig, so to speak. They're also looking for beautiful women. But are they just going to only look at how you present yourself? Or is it just about how you look? And looks will kill everything.
I don't believe looks kills everything. Mm-hmm. As an actress, just our motto, especially me and my partner, is you have to have the talent. Okay. It's not just about beauty, meaning outside. You can be as beautiful as you want to be, but if you're not talented, how can you project in the camera? So you have to be talented. As it don't necessarily mean you have to be beautiful in the way a guy or let's say a female will look like, wow, that's beauty. But your talent will also, you know, let people know who you are. If you're talented, you're beautiful.
Wow. If you're talented, you're beautiful. I like that perspective. And when you go out there, when you see other ladies, so to speak, especially when there's this sock competition, so to speak, and you're there maybe to say, I'm looking for a nice beautiful lady. How does one come with that perspective of knowing, you know what? This girl is beautiful in and outside.
You have to get to know the person.
Okay. And how?
Meet the person, get to know them, speak to them. So that's why I said both beauty and brains work together. Because if the person is beautiful, it might attract you. But the minute they speak, it don't attract you. Like, it's a turnoff. Because if you don't have the beauty to keep a conversation, or the brains per se to keep a conversation going, what would the person do? Because it's like you'll be on your own. Unless you are not interested in the person per se in that aspect, mm-hmm. you're just looking at the outside, mm-hmm. not the brains as well as the beauty. Again, beauty and the brain goes together.
So it's going to be just one part of the the whole perspective of beauty.
Yes.
And you might not get what you think you're getting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you tell those people who are looking for beautiful ladies? They say, you know what? I'm looking for a beautiful lady. But they're only looking, using their eyes only. What do you tell those people?
They need to look deeper. Have a conversation.
That is deep. Look deeper, right?
Yes.
This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing beauty versus brains. Back to the studio. What about you, Giselle?
Well, I think that beauty is a huge concept that I think can be broken down into, like, for me personally, to a much lower level of attraction. Now, when I'm looking for a mate, it's crazy because it's my views have evolved over the years. I'm 29 now. And when I was 24, I didn't necessarily choose the same thing, I think, when it came to the question of beauty and brains. When I was younger, I would go more for the most appealing thing to the eye. I would go for the really good-looking guy, the guy that seemed really, really pretty on the outside, and a lot of times they did not have essence. Now, over the years, that has drastically changed as I am now in a position where dating is no longer just about, oh, I think he's really cute and we have good time together, even though that is important. But more importantly, it has become about how intelligent is he? How can he evolve over the years? Can I see myself spending my life with this person? And when you ask those questions, I think that, you know, as women start to mature, as I have started to mature, I've realized that, you know, brains is a much more durable, it's a much more solid thing for me to bank on than beauty. And then on the flip side of that, I've come to kind of have a bit of a bias. Like when I see a really, really good looking guy who may dress well and seems to have it all put together, on the contrary of being attracted to that person, it actually turns me off because I start to think, this is a man that spends way too much time on his outside, or at least, and I might be wrong, but that's mm-hmm. just what starts to happen in my head. Like, you know, you know those guys who have their sideburns all curly just
oh, yeah.
so,
just,
you know,
just
their
making
tie,
sure they,
no
they
tie,
say they're on point.
So. Exactly, just on point. Guys like that make me think you spend way too much time on your appearance,
right.
and therefore your head is empty and you will do nothing but cause me headache. So, you know, it's wow. really changed over the years, and
okay.
I choose brains anytime now.
Anytime.
I would date a much less attractive guy that uh-huh. is intelligent, successful, right. and treats me well than someone who just looks good next to me.
Wow. Okay, Caleb, you heard that, my friend. I know you're still hunting, so hey, listen to that.
Caleb thinks it's equal. Life is not made like that.
Okay, let's give a chance to Brenda. What do you think, Brenda?
I'm torn between the two.
Is that right? It can be torn. You're right, Brenda.
I mean, I agree with both Caleb mm-hmm. and Giselle. It's uh-huh. As for me, I mean, when I think about from what Giselle just said about yeah. how most people would go for just the beauty of the physical, I guess, mm-hmm. instead of the the sexiness of the brains.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's something, I can't say like I would totally go for just the person with the brains,
right,
because then I would really be lying.
Okay.
But at the same time, I do, it's nice to have something, someone that I can look at,
yes,
every day and be like, okay, you know, I can wake up to this every morning. You know?
Yeah, you gotta consider that too. This is a person
totally
you're gonna see every day.
Giselle, like, there are certain things that too, like, on the contrary of the fact that we are attracted to people who are extremely attractive, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But there's just certain something when, like, for me, when a person who's like considered extremely hot, you know, if they would approach me, first of all, I start asking questions like, what the fridge is wrong with you?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I'll just start asking a bunch of questions as to, like, there must be a missing link somewhere, because either it might be a prank or, and it's not even, just because a person who overdresses more than me is just it's going to be a battle in the house. It's just, we are going to start wondering which one of us is wearing skirts.
Now, I don't. Can I add something? What Brenda said,
mm-hmm,
something about that je ne sais quoi. You know, that's what they say in French. That's certain something.
What does that mean? Je ne sais quoi. What does it mean?
Je ne sais quoi. It's like, it's that certain something. It's like, I don't know what it is. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's there. It's that something, that extra oomph that somebody has that,
mm-hmm,
you know, you can't quite put your finger on. I think that intelligence, brains, does that. It can do that to somebody who may not physically, you may not have been physically super drawn to,
mm-hmm,
but if they can mentally stimulate you, like, the mind controls,
right,
every part of your body, and you can,
right,
totally get turned on.
Okay.
Whereas opposed to, you can, you know, on the flip side, I can have somebody that physically looks really appealing, and then they open their mouth and they totally just bomb it. And I'm like, you're a freaking bozo. You're no longer attractive because you're so dumb.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Hold it right there. And it's very good to be honest. I like that. Well, some people believe that the famous saying that goes, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So what is considered looking beautiful person? I spoke to Janet Cisse and I wanted to know her take.
Well, I often tell people that when you meet somebody for the first time, what you actually see is the beauty. You don't see the brain.
Exactly. You don't see the brain inside.
So
okay.
Your beauty is what attracts the person to say, oh, she's pretty, I want a number. Now, beauty comes in a different way. Some people like a woman with makeup. Some people don't. Some people like Brazilian hair. Some people like the natural look. So it all depends to the person. But then after the beauty, now you need brains to keep that relationship. Because if you meet an intelligent man that's walking Wall Street, now your beauty is not going to cut it when he has a business dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
need brains to sit amongst those people
mm-hmm.
for him to look good.
Right.
You know, so I think beauty is what people see at the first 2 seconds. But beyond the beauty, now you need your brains
mm-hmm.
to keep the relationship, to keep the man, to keep the girl. So.
Wow. Keep the relationship, keep the man, and keep this going.
Yes.
Tell me about it. You're an actress yourself here. When you go out there acting, you know, people go out there, see and look at movies and say, oh my God, I saw a very beautiful woman in this movie. I saw a very handsome man and I want to go back and see this. Now, do you think when you come to your industry,
mm-hmm.
what has someone has to have to say, okay, this is a beautiful person and he can get a deal?
I think talent is very, very important. But your beauty help too. It make your job easier. It make the audience fall in love with you faster, actually.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But then your talent is actually what keep you in the industry. Because, yes, the 4-2 seconds when somebody's watching a movie, the first 10 minutes, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. But now when they sit down for the next 40 minutes, they want to see talent. Okay. So if you don't have that talent, it's like, okay, oh God, next movie, please. So you need, you know, and then a man like a beautiful lady in a short skirt in a film too.
Uh-huh.
You know, it make him be like, oh my God, like, I want to see more.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then if you're talented to art in it, it just make you super attractive to them. So I think you need both. You know, you need your beauty, mm-hmm. you know. And again, as I said, I want to emphasize that
right.
beauty is based on people's perception.
Okay.
You know, I have a friend that is very attracted to fluffy women, and I have a friend that is very attracted to skinny women. I have a friend that like guys in suits. I have friends that like men in t-shirts and jeans. You know what I'm saying? So again, I want people to understand that
yeah.
never feel that I'm not beautiful enough. Trust me, somebody out there
yeah.
might find you very, very beautiful. So you just have to be brilliant, have uh-huh. some brains, and
exactly.
get some talent. Yeah.
Be brilliant, have some talent, and you'll be all right.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Janet Cisse. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing beauty versus brains. Now, back to the studio. Caleb, from Giselle, from Brenda. But I like what Brenda said. Sometimes she's torn apart. And guys, please, let's be honest. As the saying goes, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You see a person, you're like, that extra comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know nothing about the brains right there. Especially for us men. So Caleb, you can understand my point here. So when you are looking for this, Caleb, what will you do? Are you going to say that I'm not going to consider this person beautiful until I talk to her? Or what is going to happen with you? Yep.
So it's, question.
It's, yeah.
This is an off, or whatever you call it.
Well, ask Giselle brought that to me. Okay, go ahead.
Is that like before you talk to the person that you experienced?
Exactly, you're just seeing somebody.
I mean, I think we have to differentiate the two. Some attractiveness and just seeing someone as attractive and seeing someone as a partner is, I think, two different things. I mean, there are many
okay.
things in like the world that are attractive but that, you know, you might not want to have forever. And, you know, attractiveness has also, you know, multiple aspects. Like, someone's not going to be attractive forever. And, like,
mm-hmm.
I think Brenda said in the beginning. But essentially, I think what you value in yourself, you know, reflects what you are looking for in someone else. And
mm-hmm.
and essentially, it's like beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. But at the same time, what you're looking for is directly, or what you're attracting into your life is directly correlated to what your inside, your what you possess within yourself. I know this sounds really like metaphysical and like philosophical.
That's deep.
Yeah, he's deep, I'm telling you. This guy, Caleb, is very philosophical. He's deep.
I don't know how to make it into simple terms, but like...
Tell us.
Give me a scenario, Sunday. Give me a scenario.
Well, you have a scenario. You're going somewhere. You see this lovely, beautiful-looking girl. And, of course, like you, Caleb, you're single. So it's easy for you to say, okay.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I have an interesting point story about that. So,
okay.
like, when I was in high school, there was this girl that I dated. And, you know, she was, like, the hottest girl in school. And
mm-hmm.
I think
wow.
the reason why I went after her was because she was the hottest girl in the school.
Okay.
And I was essentially sold by the idea of the, you know, the common, I was young too, so my mind was young, I guess, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, go for the hottest thing ever. And, you know, I mean, it ended up not working out. But as we mature, we start to realize that it's more than just, you know, the attractiveness, you know, or
right.
what appears on the outside, but it's also on the inside and how you connect to the person.
Okay, good point. But here I come back to you, Giselle. Now, and maybe also Brenda will add on to this. When they say beauty is not just about the physical attraction, outward looks. Now, how about these magazines? How about what we
mm-hmm.
see those ladies who are making into this industry of getting their
mm-hmm.
pictures out there? And when those girls qualify to go to beauty pageants sometimes, I know they say they're looking for both, but you can't just go there looking any way, shape, or form you want. Isn't that?
I think there is a generalized, what society tries to create is a generalized one-sided image of what beauty is supposed to be. There are these traits. That, I mean, right now, for example, you look on social media, you look in the media overall, you have these women that are doing breast augmentation, butt lifts. Like, it's crazy right now. It's like every girl, celebrity girl out there, especially, like, you know, well, all of them really, are starting to look the same way because society, I think, at different changing eras, redefines what they collectively, I think it does that with every culture, society, and things like that, and every community where, as a whole, in some way, shape, or form, of course, right now we have technology, so it's much more prominent in which way it's being fed to us, but they try to create what they feel, okay, these are the traits, these are the things that we consider right now that makes a woman or a man beautiful. We have those magazines that have Man of the Year,
Hottest Men Alive, Hottest Women Alive, you know?
Hottest Woman Alive. But I think that there's that, but then there's something else that when in real life, because there is fake life, what we see on TV and all that, and then your own reality that you can't run away from. And I think that any mature person starts to differentiate the two between societal norms and their own personal reality and what they should go for when they're looking for a partner, when they're looking for what they find attractive in someone that they're going to spend their life with or be in contact with or just be a part of their life.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, when you have the two, when it comes to the, like your own real life, like it's a little bit what Caleb said about, you know, just having that realness, that attractiveness. When you think of attractiveness, it's like an inward, you know, like this is how I feel about you. This is how you make me feel. Whereas, like, I may find you beautiful on the outside because, yeah, I may be, you know, like you're not going to be attractive to something that is essentially fake to you, like is what I'm trying to say. You know, like, so that realness and attractiveness, like, yeah, you start to realize, I don't know.
Well,
Caleb said, you know, it's about how you feel, like, you manifest what you think of yourself. Like, you look for what you value in yourself, I think you said. And what you value in yourself is what you find real and beautiful about yourself. And that, for me, is different for each person. Because obviously, for me, it's different. It could be different for Brenda. It's different for Caleb. But it's real, nonetheless, for each one of us. Because we each value different aspects of ourselves. Long story, long, long-winded answer, but...
Okay, well said. But Brenda said something here very important. Giselle, you mentioned that beauty evolves. And of course, you say that sometimes we're looking at people, but we don't realize that some of these things do fade out.
Yeah.
And attractiveness will fade out someday. But anyway, Brenda also has a very good point that you should keep in mind. This person, you will wake up in the morning for the rest of your life seeing him or her next to you. So you don't want to come to a point, you
say.
That's
some real shit.
I'm that great. I didn't deserve.
My thing is, I really don't want to be seen shallow.
Let me get away from her.
But, like, at the same time, I don't want to seem fake and be like, look, it's just one thing. Yes, brains are very attractive. Like, they're very attractive. A man with brains, it's a turn on, okay? But it's also an additional plus, which I don't mind at all. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
that's
have
a nice
to be able to, you know what I mean? I'm the one person who I have to wake up to this face for the rest of my life. Not till tomorrow.
No.
Not till the day after. Not even 1 hour. 1 hour. Yeah. No. For the rest of my life.
Exactly.
And then
keep in mind, Brenda. Brenda, I just want to add something. Keep in mind, you are going to produce offspring as well.
You have to think ahead of time of what you want your plan to be. You know what I mean?
Oh my God,
you can't carry a false seed into a true kingdom. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Right. So,
you know?
I got you. You know, you're right.
Like, you have to be very, you have to be real with your kids and just be like, man, I worked hard to get your daddy. You know what I mean? Like, you can be thankful to God right now.
Oh. Caleb, you heard that, I'm sure, my friend. You heard that part. You have to be very careful with that.
Sunday, you reminded me of something. And it was something I read off of National Geographic, their website. Mm-hmm. And they did a study on men. And they scanned their brains when they saw pictures of bikinis and things like that. And what the part of their brain that lit up when they saw these bikinis and things like that, women undressed, was the part that usually is associated with handling tools and things like that.
Handling what?
Handling what?
Tools and objects like screwdrivers and things like that, just the day-to-day operations.
Interesting.
And very interesting.
That brings up the point, I guess, that, you know, we have to be careful what we're attracted. Just attractiveness means one thing to some people, but attractiveness also can be deceiving. Your brain can deceive you. So when men see these things, they're not thinking, oh, I want to be with her. They're thinking, I want to use her as a tool. So there's a dehumanizing aspect to attractiveness also that we have to address.
Oh, very, very, very important and interesting point.
That is so interesting.
Yes, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back to you guys. Very good point, Caleb. As I said, you're always so deep, philosophical and everything. Now, I didn't know about this using things and using brains and using pot, like, you know, is lighting up when they see these kind of pictures that are attractive to them. So it shows that there's some kind of a fake, not reality to the brain of a man when they see these beautiful ladies. Because you're not supposed to see them as an object, isn't it, ladies?
Well, I mean, I was just saying, I mean, it's interesting, but I think you have to also think about, like, what happens when a man is using his tool, you know?
Okay.
What happens when a man is doing chores around the house? A man, I think every man's most important thing is feeling like a man. What does that mean? Having that respect, being able to build things, man is always after this idea of creating and doing for. So I think that's when a man is like working on his tools, and this is just a random shot trying to grasp what, you know, may be happening. I mean, it's so interesting what Caleb just said, but I'm just thinking, you know, and then when a man is with a woman, I think that, you know, I don't know what new age relationship is like that, but I'm kind of a little bit old school and I miss that, like a man being a man and a woman being a woman. And that's when a man also, you know, exert that manhood where he feels like, you know, like with a man and a woman, like the man feels so possessive of,
and,
like,
and,
I'm
and you
her
as a
man.
Woman
she belongs to me, like I don't know, it could just be like, you know, the man associates that same feeling of being fulfilled and feeling like he has power over the situation.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored beauty versus brains. A big thank you to our guests, Giselle and Brenda, and my colleague, Caleb Getachow, here in the studio. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be pet peeves. Tell us your pet peeves. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lenobo Du and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shumari
See you next Monday. Ciao.